Amen. God's faithful, isn't it?
Amen, brother.
He's faithful. He's true. He's the great and mighty God. He's holy and pure and righteous. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, you know, last week we talked about praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we were talking about Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat.
Ruah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. But we're going to go back there tonight. It's 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to begin at the first verse again tonight, because we did a little bit, but we're going to go further tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. For your word is forever settled in heaven, and your word is manifested upon the earth, Lord. So God, help us to look up to thee and to stand on your word, to obey your voice. Thank you for the message this morning and for the service this morning, Lord. Oh God, you blessed us, God. And help us, Lord God, don't take your blessings for granted. Help us tonight, Lord God, to worship thee and serve and magnify and honor your name. Move by thy spirit. Have your way, Lord God. Let your divine will be done in this service, Lord God. Speak through these lips of clay. Just have your way in Jesus' name. For the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Now, King Jehoshaphat, King of Judah. We're going to begin reading at verse 1 tonight. And when praises go up, blessings come down. And as our pastor mentioned this morning, we need to really pray, but we need to praise, don't we? I mean, after we pray, we need to praise and thank God for the answer. The answer's on the way, this I know. Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so, you know, because he said it, we believe. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, he wants us to acknowledge him, and he'll do what? Direct our path. He want to do that for us, but we have to let him. We have to let him. All right. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Let's see what it says here. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh up a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Amen. Verse 3. And Jehoshaphat feared. When he heard this, he was afraid. And you know, that's what, you know, we should. We hear something devastation like this year, we'll fear, won't we? We'll fear it. For a time, anyway. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. And this is what he did. He did the right thing. Amen. Set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Amen.
Yes.
Claimed a fast. Hallelujah. You know, we need to fast and pray, don't we? Jesus spoke about fasting. So moreover, when you fast, what he said, anoint your head and wash your face, that you may appear unto, don't appear unto men to fast, but unto God, unto your Father. See, our Father seeth in secret, and he rewards us openly. Isn't that right? So when we fast and talk to the Lord, you don't go around telling people I'm fasting, you know. But you anoint your head and wash your face and begin to pray and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. And God, he will hear and answer our prayer. If the prayers are sincere prayers. Our prayers got to be sincere prayers. Isn't that right? Amen. God hear and answer prayers that, hallelujah. What prayers does God hear and answer? The ones that glorify him. The ones that magnify him. And as our pastor brought out this morning, how Jesus, the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them, didn't he? He gave them a prayer. That's the disciples' prayer. But he brought out how that the Lord's prayer is in John chapter 17. Right? 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. That's where we find the Lord's prayer. Amen. Now, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Now, you know, you remember when in the book of Esther, when Haman had set himself up. Haman was an enemy of the Jews, of God's people. And he set himself up to destroy all the Jews. And he had favor with the king. You know, sometimes people that's not right with God, that they can get in among the, they can trick people for a time. Isn't that right? If you're not really walking close to God, that people can come in and trick you for a time. Hallelujah. So, Haman got in with the king. And they was going to destroy. They had set a time to destroy all the Jewish people. But God intervened. But why did God intervene? Because they prayed, they fasted, they sought God, they cried out to God. And that's the way to go. And see, God haven't changed. We got to realize that. We read in the scripture where God did so many mighty things for his people, but we're serving the same God tonight. Isn't that right? Amen. He haven't changed, and he never will change. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same, what? Yesterday, today, and forever. So we can stand on God's word. God's word is holy and pure. God's word will never pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we have the word of God to stand on tonight. And now that we have the word of God to believe and to trust in and to be obedient to God's word. Hallelujah. Because we know he's faithful tonight. We that have gone through a few things, we know God will never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Isn't that right? So we have to just depend upon him, trust him fully. All right. Verse 4. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Lord, we need help.
Amen.
My. They went to the right source. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And that's what we need to do. They had a prayer meeting. They had a prayer meeting. They came to pray. They came to ask God something. God, we need you here. We have a problem. And we know you can fix this problem.
Amen.
So they put it before God. They hallelujah. Thank God. They told God the situation. He had a king here that loved God. A man that knew God could work on his behalf. So he called for this fast. All right, verse 5. They came to seek the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Jehoshaphat, listen to this now. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. He stood up there. And he had something to say. What did he say? And said, O Lord God, our fathers, are not thou God in heaven? O Lord God of our fathers, are not thou the Lord God in heaven? We know you're in heaven. We know this. And you ruled and ruleth not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Lord, we know you're in heaven, but we know you rule all the kingdoms of the heaven. See, because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He's everywhere at the same time. But Lord, we know, listen what he said here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord God. And he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are thou not the God in heaven? Are you not in heaven? Yes, you are. And you rule not over all the kingdoms of the heathen. We know you do this, Lord. We believe you. And we know you. And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Amen? Amen. In your hands is might and power. None can withstand you. Amen. You're the Almighty. Look at Psalms 47, verse 2 and verse 8. Psalms 47, verse 2 and verse 8. See what it says here. Somebody read that for me. Psalms 47, verse 2 and in verse 8. What did it say?
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
He is a great king over all the earth.
He's what?
A great king over all the earth.
He's a great king over all the earth. And that sister sung that song this morning about, how did that song go? Above all powers. Above all kings, right? He had power over all. God holds the hand. Hallelujah. He holds the king in his hand, doesn't he?
Amen.
He does. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Because he is the king.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Amen. So what does it say there? Read that verse again, brother.
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
He is a great king over all the earth.
He's a great king over all the earth. It's a lot of things that go on, but God is above all.
Amen.
He's above everything.
Yes.
He's sovereign. He have all power over heaven and earth in his hand. All right, what does it say the next verse? Verse 8.
God reigneth over the heathen.
God reigneth over the heathen.
God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness.
God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. What verse was that?
Eight.
All right. He ruled over the heathen, and he sat upon what?
Sitteth upon the throne of his holiness.
He sat upon the throne. God's holy. Isn't it? He's righteous and just and pure. He sets upon the throne of his holiness. He ruled over the heathen. Heathen think that, you know, lots of times people think they are so much and can do so much. But without God, we can't do nothing. Isn't that right? None of us can. None of us can. But now we that love God and know God and fear God and honor God, we give God glory, don't we? We give God praise. We magnify the Lord because we know he's faithful. That's why we can say, who have a God like our God?
Amen.
Who have a God like our God? Nobody have a God like our God. Because it's the only one true God, isn't it?
Amen.
Only one true and living God. There's a lot of idol gods.
Come on.
Isn't that right? And you can make pretty much anything an idol. Hallelujah. But there's only one true God. And God wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. That's what he's calling for. So here, this king believed God. He had a bad situation here, but he took it to the Lord in prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. A lot of people were praying here. One can chase 1,000.
Come on, brother. Amen.
And two can put 10,000 to a flight. So it was many people praying here. God is good.
Amen.
Many was praying. Remember when Peter, hallelujah, they put him in jail. Herod stretched forth his hand to vex the church. And he killed James, the brother John, with the sword. And he saw that it pleased the Jews. He got Peter, put him in prison there. And they was intending to kill him. They was intending to kill Peter. But what happened? The saints of God began to pray. Doesn't prayer change things?
Amen.
The saints of God began to pray. Oh, Lord. You know what they did to James? They killed him. Lord, we needed James, but you've taken him on home. He's with you now, but now they've taken Peter. God, save him. Bring him out of there, Lord. Bring him out of that prison. Bring him out. We're praying and we're talking to you. We know you're fully able to do this. Lord, bring Peter out of the jail. And what did God do?
Brought him out,
didn't he? He sent an angel. He sent an angel, and Peter was in there. See, Peter wasn't worrying about nothing. He was asleep. I mean, you know, He wasn't fidgety, nervous, and shaky, but thank God he went to sleep. Peter probably said, Lord, it's in your hands. I mean, if you're ready for me, take me home. But if you're not, get me out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sleeping between these soldiers, he would sleep. Angel came in and smote him on the side. And his chains fell off. Amen. Hallelujah. Told him to gird yourself, put on your sandals and follow me. Amen. See, God have angels, doesn't he?
Amen.
That encamp all around about his people to deliver them. Remember on one occasion, God sent an angel out there. The king had a lot of, I think it was Jehoshaphat. No, Hezekiah. They came up against them. And the Lord lifted up a standard and sent an angel and killed 185,000.
One angel.
Isn't that something? Sent one angel to kill 185,000. Don't tell me God doesn't love his people. Don't tell me God won't deliver his people. Don't tell me God is not faithful. God is faithful. God is true. Killed 185,000, thank God, because he loved his people. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen, brother.
Angels bow before him.
Yes.
Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God. Is he mighty?
Yes.
He's mighty to save and strong to deliver.
Yes.
He's faithful.
Amen.
That's reading the word of God. So make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
All ye land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Mercy endureth forever. The Lord is good. And his mercy endureth everlasting. What's that? How's that last part? His mercy is good. Read that. Psalm 100. At last verse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth to all generations. Is that what it says?
His mercy is everlasting and truth endureth to all
generations. Amen. For his mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Isn't that something?
Amen.
His mercy is what now? Everlasting, right? Is that what it says? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth what? To all generations. God doesn't change.
Amen.
People change.
Yes, we do.
Times change.
Come on.
Seasons change.
Come on.
But God doesn't change.
Thank God.
He doesn't have to change because he's faithful and true and just. He's righteous. He's holy and pure.
Amen.
Thank God, and he's faithful.
Amen.
We can depend upon the Lord, can't we? We can depend upon him. His mercy is everlasting, and the truth endureth to all generations.
Yes.
The mercy of the Lord. Let's look at Psalms 118, verses 1 through 4. Talking about the mercies of the Lord. Psalms 118, verses 1 through 4. What did it say?
Oh,
give thanks unto the Lord for his good.
Because his mercy endures forever.
Because his mercy endures forever, all right?
Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever.
Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever.
Let the house of Aaron now say his mercy endures forever.
Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever.
Let them now that fear the Lord say his mercy endures forever. Is that right? Does it endure forever?
Mercy endures forever.
Does it endure forever? Yes, it does, doesn't it? It's mercy endures forever. Praise God. It's renewed every morning. As our pastor brought out this morning, his mercies are renewed every morning. And we need that mercy, don't we? You better believe we need God's mercy. God's mercy, thank God. All right, read verses 28 and 29 of Psalm 118. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For his mercy endureth forever.
For his mercy endureth forever. That's getting to the cross, isn't it?
Amen.
That's letting us really, really know.
Yes.
See, God knows how to let us know things, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. You better believe he does. Hallelujah. His mercy endureth forever. And here, Jehoshaphat. Back to Chronicles. Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Listen to what Jehoshaphat is talking to the Lord here now. He's talking to God. He's talking to the Almighty. Are not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel? Amen. And gaveth it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. Abraham is Abraham called a friend of God.
Amen.
Isn't that right? All right, let's look at Isaiah 41, verse 8. You gave this land to the children of Israel. Hallelujah, you gave it to your people. Amen. The seed of Abraham. Abraham was called a friend of God. What does it say? Isaiah 41, verse 8.
But you, Israel. Are my servants.
You're my servants.
Jacob, who I have chosen.
Seed
of Abraham, my friend.
The seed of Abraham, my friend. God called Abraham his friend.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
What did Jesus say to us? Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Hallelujah. We're his friends. Thank God. But we got to do what he tells us to do. All right, look at James 2:23. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Amen.
We can depend on him to do what he said he'll do. He never will fail. James 2:23. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. All the time he's good. God is good all the time. Amen. James 2:23. Anybody got it?
And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Abraham believed God and it was computed unto him for righteousness.
And he was called the friend of God.
Abraham was called the friend of God. I want to be God's friend.
Amen.
I really do. I want to be his friend. Amen. And we're his friend by doing what he tells us to do. Verse 8 of this Chronicles. And they dwell, listen, he's talking to God. Jehoshaphat's talking to God. How you delivered your people now. And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, verse 9, Solomon prayed when they built a temple, dedicated temple, Solomon and the elders prayed. They prayed to God. And listen to this, verse 9. If when evil come upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or any pestilence or famine, and we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. And cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help.
Amen.
It was reminding God, Lord, we know this. We believe you. You're faithful. You've proven yourself time and time and time again. We believe you, Lord. Verse 10. Listen to what it says here now. Now behold, listen to this. He's talking to God. Lord, you see the situation we're in. We believe in you. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. See God's mercy?
Amen.
God didn't, these same people that's coming up against them now, God let his people turn from him and didn't destroy them. They could have, but God had mercy. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 2. Verse 4, verse 9, and verse 19. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy.
And command you the people, saying,
uh-huh.
You are to pass through the coast of your brethren,
uh-huh.
the children of Esau.
Yes.
Who dwell in Seir.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be afraid of you. Take you good heed unto yourself, therefore.
Amen. See, God, see, when God's people walk up right before him, the devil's afraid. God's enemies are afraid of his people. Isn't that right? The fear of the Lord is upon God's people, and it causes the enemies to fear. Amen. What verse you read? 4? Mm-hmm. Read 9.
And the Lord said unto me,
uh-huh.
Distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle.
Leave them alone. All right.
For I will not give you of their land for a possession.
Uh-huh. Amen. See, God's faithful. Read verse 19. God's faithful.
And when you come near over against the children of Ammon,
uh-huh.
distress them not.
Don't bother them. Leave them alone.
Nor meddle with them.
Don't meddle with them. See, sometimes people meddle.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
I mean, just poke their nose into stuff they don't have. And so, don't meddle with them. So leave them alone. All right?
Why would
Yes, all right. So God made it plain to him. All right, now I'm going on. Verse 11, behold, I say, how they reward us. Lord, you had mercy upon them. They reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. They try to look at Psalm 83, verse 12. Hallelujah. They want to cast us out of here, what they want to do. If you're giving this land to inherit, we're going to inherit it. He believed God. He knew God was faithful. 83 verse 12, Psalms.
Who said, let us take to ourselves the house of God in possession?
Mm-hmm.
Hebrew.
Yeah, read another verse. Read on there.
Oh, my God, make them like a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Stubble before the wind.
Yeah. Our enemy, yeah. All right, good. Verse 12, oh God, wilt thou not judge them? Lord, you see what they're trying to do to us? You had mercy upon them. You didn't let us bother them. Now they're trying to destroy us. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might. Listen at this, what this man is saying here now. He landed on the line before God. He's being true to God. For we have no might against this great company that come against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Isn't that something? God, we don't know what to do. We don't have no might against all these people, but our eyes are upon, we're looking to you. You got to do something. We know you'll do something. Our eyes upon you. And listen to what happened here. Lord, our eyes upon you. We're looking to you. And saints of God, when we look to the Lord, when we live right now, when we live a holy life, we can look to the Lord for whatever situation comes, can't we? We can look to the Lord for help. We can look to the Lord for help. As our pastor was letting us know this morning, God wants us to really trust and believe him, doesn't he? He really do. He wants us to be joyful. He wants to be full of his joy. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. The joy might be full.
Amen.
He wants to be full of his joy.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank God. That's the reason why we can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It feels like running through troops and leaping over walls for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is faithful. God is faithful, isn't it? All right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah, praise God. Oh, God is so good.
Amen.
Verse 13, listen at this, please. Will you listen at this? And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. My God. They were there before God. God, we know you're going to help. And listen at this, the next verse, verse 14. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benita, the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite. Some of these names are something else, aren't they?
Amen, brother.
A Levite of the sons of Asaph came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. See, God's got a way out for his people, hasn't he?
Amen.
He's got a way out for his people. And what did... Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. And he said, hearken ye all Judah. God's speaking to him through this brother here. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem and thou King Jehoshaphat. Gave him a direct word. Thus saith the Lord unto you. What did he say to him? Be not afraid. All this is coming up before against you. Don't be afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. And listen to these next words. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Isn't that something? If we live right before God, do his will, please him, anytime enemy come up against us, they're coming against God.
Amen.
Isn't that right? See, so we can pray, say, Lord, we can get out to pray. Lord, you see what's happening. You see this situation. We depend upon you. Lord, this is not my battle, it's yours.
Amen.
Isn't it? If we're living right, living holy, we got to be, you know, Christians. We got to be saints of God. We got to be living holy and pure and righteous and just. And God will fight for us. He really will. He really, really will. We've seen the hand of God in so many ways in our lives. He's blessed us and protected us and delivered us and brought us out and brought us through. Amen? It's that same God. God said, the battle's not yours. It's not your battle, but it's God's battle. And listen to what God tell him. See, God's got a plan. God's got strategy. God see everything, doesn't he? You better believe he does. Listen to what the Lord said to him. Tomorrow, told him exactly what to do. And it isn't this plain enough, plain as nose on your face. As plain as it can be, told them exactly what to do to get the victory. That they couldn't go another way and expect to get victory now.
Amen.
They had to go exactly what, do what God said. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Listen to what he said now. Behold, they come up by the cliff Zig, I guess that is. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Before the wilderness of Jerail. God told them exactly where they were going to be. Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Amen.
We serve a mighty God, don't we?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 17. Listen to what he said here now. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
Amen.
All right, listen to this now. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. They worshiped God. They worshiped the God of heaven. And amen. God tell us to worship. We worship him, don't we? We came tonight to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We came tonight to seek his face. We came tonight to do his will. We came tonight to bless God. Didn't we? Did we come to bless him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. We came to bless the name of the Lord. And we know he would definitely bless us. Isn't that right? Praise God. We're looking to the Lord for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 126. Let's look at that in a few minutes. Psalm 126. Hallelujah. No, Pastor Venema used this scripture quite a bit. Psalm 126.
Verse 1.
Yeah.
When the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion.
When the Lord turned against the captivity of Zion.
We were like them who dreamed.
We were like them that dreamed, all right.
Then
Our mouth was filled with laughter. Thank God. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we have joy, lots of times we'll laugh, won't we?
Amen.
Amen. We'll laugh. I mean, God don't have a bunch of sad sacks, does he?
Amen.
He doesn't. He have people that's joyful, that praise him and laugh. Thank God it should be laughter in our houses, at home, in our homes, shouldn't it?
Amen.
Should be laughter in the church. We come here, and we got a pastor, he calls us to laugh, won't he? Amen. He got a real sense of humor. He loved the Lord, though, with all this in him. But thank God, we got to, hallelujah. Laughter. Hallelujah. A merry heart does what?
Good
like a medicine. We need a merry heart, a joyful heart, willing and ready to praise God daily. And as our pastor said this morning, when we get up in the morning, we should say, not, oh God, it's morning, but good, how do you say that?
Not good Lord morning.
Not good Lord morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Amen. That's what we should do, shouldn't we?
Amen.
Good morning, Lord. God is so good to us.
Amen.
Give us, when we rise up in the morning, give us another day to serve him, to obey him, to do his will, and to praise, magnify his name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we ought to be thankful. Be thankful in the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And in truth, and doeth what? To all generations. Thank God. Hallelujah. All right, verse 2, Psalm 126, verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with what?
Laughter.
All right?
And our tongue would sing.
Our tongue would sing. And we sing praises to the name of the Lord, don't we? We really do. We should be singing his praises all through the day and worshiping God, magnifying his name. Then said among the heathen, all right?
The Lord has done great things for them.
Did see? They can see it, can't they? I mean, when we live for God and God's blessings upon us, the heathens can see this. Hallelujah. The Lord has done great things for them. Hallelujah. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. And we be glad, don't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Thank God. Weeping may last for a night. Isn't that right? But joy cometh in the morning. And we're going to suffer some. Hallelujah. All that live godly in Christ Jesus says shall suffer persecution. So we're going to suffer some things. But God wants us to give them to him. Let him handle them. Roll it over on him. Thank God. Because he's able to handle it. He's able to take care of it. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. How many of y'all believe that? I believe that. I believe he's with us always, every day, all the way. Hallelujah. What does that song say? Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. Amen?
Amen.
I came here to stay. In other words, God wants his people to take a stand for truth.
Amen.
And hold it. Isn't that right? He does. Each day, he wants us to stand for what's right. Do what's right and praise the Lord. Magnify his name. For he's faithful. He's faithful. Amen. God is real.
Amen.
For I can feel him in my soul. Can you feel him in your soul?
Amen.
Amen. You know, many times I just have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. For his greatness. God is great.
Amen.
And greatly to be praised. All right. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Give God some praise tonight, saints. Glory be to God. All right. Glory. All right. Let's go verse 19, back to 2 Chronicles, verse 19. And the Levites are the children of the Kohites. I guess I pronounced that right. And of the children of the Kohites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Listen at this now. And they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophets, and ye shall prosper." Listen at this now. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers," my, "unto the Lord," some singers, "unto the Lord, that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army." The singers went out before the army now,
amen,
praising the beauty of holiness. And to say, listen to what they said. They was something they had to say, or they was going to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Amen. It's what they were saying. That's what we were talking about tonight, wasn't it? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And listen at this, will you? "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir." Listen now. "Which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." They fought each other, killed each other off. Amen. Isn't God faithful?
Amen.
I tell you, God can confuse our enemies, can't he?
Yes.
You better believe he can, and he will, if we live for him, if we live holy and pure, amen, if we'll do his will, because he's faithful. Listen at this now. "And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir." They fought each other, utterly to slay and destroy them. "And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, even one helped to destroy another." My. Listen. And when, listen at this now. See, God blessed his people here.
Amen.
"And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped." My Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
So, saints of God, this ought to teach us. This ought to be letting us know that God wants us to really trust him. He wants us to live for him and trust him and obey him. And he'll, the heathen will see God's blessings upon us. And they will. And they talk about it. All right. Verse 25. "And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil," listen at this, "of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much." Isn't that something? See how God blessed them? Why did God bless them? Because they turned to the Lord by faith, didn't they? And they fasted and they prayed and they sought God. And God heard them. God heard and answered prayer. Yes, he does. If we seek God out of a pure heart, he's faithful. Amen? He's faithful. And he's coming soon.
Amen, brother.
But he's coming after a people that's ready to meet him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
People that's ready to meet him. All right. I've got a scripture I want to read here in closing. All right, Psalm 135. Let's look at this. I'm going to close with this. Psalm 135. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? He's so good. Psalm 135, beginning at verse 1. We're going to close with this tonight.
Praise you, the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Praise him, O you servants of the Lord.
Praise him. Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
You who stand in the house of the Lord.
Stand in the house of the Lord.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, our God.
Let me read it, brother.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Verse 3. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great. Isn't he great?
Amen.
And that our Lord is above all gods.
Amen.
Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He made everything, didn't he?
Amen.
He made everything. Praise God. Just let there be light, and there was light. You know, and he made all the creatures in the sea, and made the sun and the moon and the stars, and hallelujah. All right. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasures. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt. Didn't he do that? By firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon his servant. Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdom of Canaan, and gave their land for an inheritance, and heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth, how long? Forever. And thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathens are silver, listen at this now, and gold, the works of men's hands. And they have, listen at this now, and they have mouths, but they cannot speak. Not. They can't speak, can they? Eyes have they, but they cannot see. They see not, amen? They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. Who want to serve something like that? People deceive that, don't they? And they that make them are like unto them. So, in everyone that trusteth in them, it's out of God's now. They messed up, all right? But listen at us, at verse 19. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So God wants us to praise him tonight, doesn't he?
Amen.
He wants us to praise him with all that's within us, and we'll see his great and mighty hand. I'm looking to see the hand of God move.
Amen.
I really am.
Amen, brother.
Amen, I really am. Amen. Thank God for the services we're having in the morning. Every service we have in the morning is a great service. Amen. So don't miss out and get the CDs and listen to them, because God is speaking to us. And let's take heed to what he's saying. Amen. May God bless you. Let's take heed to what he's saying.
Amen.
Isn't he good?